I think this is what we misunderstand the most. We think that there's a universal source that can give or deny something to you, that it is not all loving, that it is not all inclusive. And so it says, well, I don't like Marcia today, but I like Alicia. So I'm going to allow her to have this favor that I'm not going to give to Marcia. And that's just not the way it works. We all receive the same energy of blessing and acceptance and love and support. It is up to us to be open and receptive to that blessing so that we can put it to work in our lives.
Yeah. Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to Imperfect Momming, and we have a very special guest today, Dr. Marcia Martin. Welcome to Imperfect Momming.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and help mothers recognize that they are perfect.
I love that. So tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm with the Heart Healing Foundation, and the purpose of the foundation is helping people to recover from abuse and trauma by clearing and healing the energetic heart space. And we do that with the help of the angelic realm. So we focus on helping people to understand that even though you may feel alone in your physical life, you always have a spiritual presence with you. And just like moms, you are always seen as perfect because they see you as you truly are. And I find for myself and for all those people that I have worked with that when we change the narrative from, gosh, I'm really struggling to be better, and allow ourselves to get to the place where we can say, I am amazing. And sure, there are things that I'm working on that I want to improve or want to make even more incredible. But if you can begin from the place of, I am more than enough, everything that wasn't possible suddenly becomes possible.
It's a little, I don't know what the word is, aligned that we're talking today, because on my way to home from dropping my son off, my friend of mine was texting me about a woman that she had met who uses, you know, crystals and whatnot to help with anxiety, and how she was led to that person. She's like, I felt this pull to go this other direction that I don't normally go. And I was like, well, those are your guides that were pulling you in that direction. And so it's like I said, aligned that you're here today talking about this. And I remember my own first experience with what you're talking about when I heard a meditation from Abraham Hicks on YouTube, and it was, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And I felt my entire body relax.
That deep breath of, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And it's sometimes difficult because there are desert periods to every part of our life. It is difficult while you are in the desert period not to want to assign blame, but that is just going to make everything take longer. So I encourage you, no matter where you are, look for what is right about the situation and you. And you can do that most easily through the energetic heart center. If you try to use your outside world as your confirmation, you're going to get a lot of mixed messages. So your best resource is to go into the heart, and yet you can't just walk in and pretend that you haven't had years of training, or perhaps in some cases, trauma or other incidents that would make this heart an unreliable resource. So you have to go in and say, okay, I'm willing to let go of these things that have colored my world in the past, and I just want to align with divine truth. Because that's the only thing that won't change. Everything else in our world, everything else in our life will change depending on where we are and who we think we are at that moment. But when we align with universal truth, we know it's the one thing that cannot change. It is the structure for everything that we experience. It is the beingness of our physical bodies. It cannot change and it has no ego, so it cannot be in a competition with us for who's going to be right. So you just get this direction, this guidance that only wants you to do well, only wants to see you happy, to be overflowing with joy. To be able to tap into what feels good and stay in that place to grow.
I love that. And while you're talking and you said heart center, and I was like, yesterday I pulled a card from an oracle deck that I have. And guess what the card was? It was heart palm, and my blue screen is not gonna let it. Oh, there it goes. It was heart
Oh, that's
compassion.
beautiful.
And I like everything you were saying was matching up with that card. And so, in case some of my listeners are not familiar with the heart center, is there something that you can, like, how would you explain that to somebody that doesn't know what that is, what that means?
Okay, great question. First of all, it is not your physical heart. It is the energetic center that's located right in the middle of your chest. And this is your, and it's the same for everyone. It doesn't matter age, race, gender. There is no one on this planet that does not have this heart center and doesn't have a connection point with the divine. What can change is the degree of interaction that you are allowing. So, what you want to do is go into the heart center and just focus your attention there until you feel that warmth or that interaction. There's not going to be much going on there. If you've never done this, don't get discouraged. Just acknowledge, oh, I connect to all that is through this heart point. This is my place of belonging. This is my place that can never be taken from me. This is my understanding of all that I could be through my connection with all that is. And then as you spend time being in this place of connectivity, you will encourage more and more interaction. You will begin allowing yourself to interact more with what's here rather than what is out in the world. But as I said, if you have experienced quite a bit of trauma or just have a heavy societal conditioning, and it can be familial or cultural or just where you grew up. That is all going to make it less accessible in the beginning. But as always, it's your permission. And I think this is what we misunderstand the most. We think that there's a universal source that can give or deny something to you, that it is not all loving, that it is not all inclusive. And so it says, well, I don't like Marcia today, but I like Elisa. So I'm going to, Alicia, I'm going to allow her to have this favor that I'm not going to give to Marcia. And that's just not the way it works. We all receive the same energy of blessing and acceptance and love and support. It is up to us to be open and receptive to that blessing so that we can put it to work in our lives. If it was just forced upon us, then we would become marionettes at the end of a string. So, this is our free will gift that allows us to choose the level of experience that we want. I'd like to encourage everyone to just go wide open with your connection to the universe, the divine God, whatever you want to call it. However, that's not reasonable because there's a trust issue. Well, I don't know this thing. How can I trust it? So just do what you are comfortable with and just little by little, try small little acts of, small little wishes that where in which you can test the waters to see what you're comfortable with. So, a great example is always something that really doesn't change in any way, shape, or form how your life is go moving forward. So, something little like getting to the traffic lights when they're green or finding a parking spot that is you that you desire as opposed to one that's in the far corner of the parking lot, or just any kind of little event that could make your life a little easier, a little more in flow, but isn't going to change things dramatically. So you don't want to begin, I am going to connect with my heart center, and the first thing that I need to see change in my life is that I get this promotion that I'm not qualified for.
Yeah, it's too big of a leap.
You got to feel qualified for it first, and then you will end up in alignment with the energetic flow, and you will get that promotion. So this is not a magic cure. This is still requiring you to step up to where it is. You can't hold those negative beliefs or the toxic thinking and still be in the place of receptivity. So that has to go first. You've got to agree to your with yourself. Okay. Whatever we have experienced hasn't been working. So I'm going to really put effort into looking at ways in which I can move myself forward, no matter what kind of change I need to have in my thinking. So I'm going to let go of all of these problems that I'm obsessing over. I'll let go of these societal beliefs that really are just holding me in place. I'm going to let go of all of the ways in which I've failed because I want access to the truth. And that can only come if I create a space.
What you were describing with the, front row spot and the traffic light changing, and it made me think of my fiance always says things like, I have Larry luck. His name's Larry. And that when the good things that happen to him, it's because of Larry luck. And he also has a belief like bad things don't happen to me. So he like So if something bad happens, then there's always a good side to it. And one day I was like, well, that wasn't Larry luck. That was Alicia luck. And I'm like, I adopted that. This is mine now. I have Alicia luck too.
And it is perfect. There is no better way to think than that. Okay, hey, everything always works out for me. Gosh, when you walk around with that mindset, you are not looking for the thing that is wrong. You are looking, you are hardwired. All of your focus is on the thing that is right. So you are going to do whatever you need to do to get to that endpoint. And it works the exact same way in reverse. Oh, think bad things just are attracted to me. Well, you are then going to be only focused on what could go wrong, and you are going to make sure that you line up with difficulties. We are forgetting how powerful we are as creators of our own life experience. And we think, well, if I just make my brain change and be more whatever, that I'll really have it under control. But it is the heart that is navigating your ship. You've got to get to the place where you can say and mean it, everything's always working out for me. That is going to signal to your entire body, we can accept these good things. Heart has more going on than brain. The physical heart actually has more neurons to the brain than from the brain going to the heart. The heart is the one that's in charge. So if you don't feel it, you're not going to see it, process it, or do anything to put yourself in alignment with it. If you feel it, you are going to be 100% on that Larry luck, Alicia luck, Marsha luck. Nothing is going to deter you from your course. You could, on the way to your wonderful ending, get in a car crash, get somebody automatically that shows up just in time to get you out of the car. And they're reminding me of something that did happen because I have my kids so trained in this. So my son is on his way to work and a car comes out of the, he's going this way, a car comes out of the side street and hits him. He's about 15 minutes on his journey. So when I get the call, I have to drive 15 minutes. In the span of the time that it took me to drive those 15 minutes, there is already a tow truck that has his car on the back of it and is handing him a card saying, oh, you want to speak with this attorney? My son was in an accident and this person was wonderful and resolved everything for him. Come on, let's get in the tow truck. I'll take you over to the rent-a-car so that you. I was like, whoa, angels. I'm sorry that he got in this accident, but oh well,
Care of.
it wasn't. So that particular event happened. Everything else still magically unfolded in a way that would allow him to get the best out of the circumstance. So yeah, you're still going to run into stuff. You're in a life. You agreed to have these experiences and adventures. But if you want the end result to be greater than where you began, you will attach to that belief and make it so strong a belief that everything is always working out for you.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier, I have so many stories that I could piggyback off of that. But I grew up in a Christian home, and my dad was very connected to the love of God and Jesus. That was his main focus. And that wasn't my experience of Christianity. It wasn't it,
Mine
you know, when, I mean, you can look at a lot of, in a lot of places and see where that's not the example that a lot of people are showing. And again, and I'll take ownership of that. I saw what I believed to be true. So I experienced it. I believed, you know, there's a lot of Christians that don't focus on love. And so that's what I would see out in the world. So I'll own that. And I pushed away, I pulled away from the Christian religion, and I kept saying, I just have my own relationship with God. And there was a part of me that was also angry at God. And I went through this this tool that we use in my coaching community called a total truth letter. And it's six layers of emotion, starting with anger and ending with love.
No.
And I expressed my anger, and what became evident as I was going through these emotions was that my anger actually wasn't at God. It was at organized religion. It was at these experiences that I'd had. And so it kind of pulled, you know, it's something that people can do. And you can Google total truth letter if you're in this position where you have this negative connotation to God, or you've had negative relationships with religion. It's a really powerful exercise to go through. And that's a good step towards connecting to that universal love.
But
So,
most importantly, let's remember God and religion are not synonymous.
right.
You know, that's, I grew up in that same home, except nobody had the love connection. They all had the duty. And I was like, you know, this is really not very fun. And I've got an angry God sitting in a chair waiting to throw lightning bolts at me when I screw up. And I seem to always be screwing up. So, you know, why would I want to have anything to do with you? Well, the God that I know, the God that I love, first of all, is not just male, but male and female, all encompassing. And the God that I love loves me without judgment and loves everyone without judgment, but has nothing to do with religion. And so, yes, free yourself of any kind of conditioning. If religion is working for you, by all means, keep it. Use it. Let it be a wonderful conduit to the divine. But please don't allow it to be preventing you from a relationship with the divine. Your relationship must be personal. It cannot be something that works for someone else. It is you and God. That's it. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you may have done or not done. This connection exists and will always exist and is always open. You can't eliminate it. You can squeeze it so that there's only a small amount, but it's what's keeping you here in this physical body. It's what is operating your physical body. So it's going to continue until you no longer require the physical body, and then you will have a huge connection when you are completely energetic because you'll be able to see all that you are missing as a physical being. But while you're here, you've got the connection. Make the greatest use of it that you can, because it's going to be the difference between a life that may be mediocre and a life that is filled with joy. And I don't mean ha ha all the time. I mean a life that feels good because you are not being in a place where your first and last reaction is to be critical of who you are or what you might have achieved.
There's definitely this feeling of if I do good, then I am good. If I do bad, I am bad. And it's in the water, it's in the air, and we're picking it up everywhere that we go. This week has been very fun with my son. We've had some really beautiful conversations about he learned about Hinduism and Buddhism in history class today or this week. And he came home on Tuesday and he's like, "Mom, I really like this second principle of Buddha." And he goes, "But Mom, is it okay to believe in Buddha and still be a Christian? And I just don't want to go to hell." I'm like, "Oh,
Oh.
honey." It's just so it's beautiful, and it's letting me know where his what messages he's picked up already. And
Yes.
so we can cut it. So now I'm telling him, "Well, you're not going to go to hell because I don't believe that."
And I mean, honestly, when we look at who God is, it is incomprehensible that there would be a place of punishment. That is something that the ego doles out. That's something we assign to ourselves because we feel badly about a choice we may have made or an action we may have taken. So we don't need further punishment. We're doing a really good job of it right now. We need reasons to celebrate, and that is what the divine provide for you. They only see you as perfect. They only see your potential and your ability to do and be anything that you want to be. You're the one that is putting the limitations on it and assigning yourself labels like not enough or unworthy. So strip off those labels with the help of your divine support team, and then recognize how magnificent your life could be. But please don't misinterpret my words to mean you will never have a challenge moving forward. I don't mean that there will never be a challenge. It's just that you will feel so supported by your strength that the challenge will be exciting rather than end of the line. Oh, look, I've got this thing. And not every challenge is exciting. I have days where they're saying to me, "Oh, really? You're not always excited about it." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, you're right." There will be a part of you that recognizes you're only getting the challenge because you're ready to grow larger, or you are repeating a challenge because, for whatever reason, you just got stuck and you need to keep revisiting this circumstance. And usually it gets bigger and bigger and bigger so that you have the opportunity to choose the affirmative rather than the negative. And choosing the affirmative is choosing love, choosing you, saying, "I deserve this. I'm going to honor myself by allowing myself to receive." Choosing the negative is, "I'm too small. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, what will people think? Who cares? What do you want? What would feel good to you? How is this going to move your life forward?" We forget sometimes how important this is to the world. When you're filled with joy, when you are overflowing, when you are walking unconditional love, you are a powerful force for good for everyone that you interact with, whether you talk with them or not, whether you're just existing in the same space. That joy that's flowing out from you is making it easier for other people to feel uplifted. So let's remember how important and how powerful each one of you is, and then do that inner work so that you can continue to be that incredible source of support, first for yourself and then for all others.
And I was going to ask you for a piece of advice, but that sounded so good. But if there was another thing that you wanted to say.
I just want to remind people to do the inner work. When you change the inner landscape, when the conversation that you are having with yourself is, I am so proud of myself. I am so thrilled with all I have been able to achieve. You will be so much more likely to get to the goal that you have chosen for yourself. But most definitely, if this inner landscape is reflecting, I love myself, I'm proud of myself, I feel good about myself, the outer has no choice. The outer is completely dependent on the inner. So if the outer is not looking good, go here first and make sure everything is feeling good within. If it isn't, do what you need to do to change it.
So good. I could literally talk to you for hours. And the whole time you've been talking, I'm like, do you do meditations? Because you
I
should.
do. I do meditations, and my work is all in the energetic heart space. That's all we do is go in there. And because, as I said, I grew up in a Christian household, I do use the energy of the Christ. I call that being Jesus, but it is unconditional love. And so when we go into the heart to deal with any kind of trauma or any kind of past abuse or anything that isn't serving your highest good, we don't approach it, you and the problem. First, you have this energy of unconditional love that is saying to you, hey, your days of navigating the world by yourself are over. Here's your problem, but here is that barrier of unconditional love. You have to be over here because nothing is going to get to you without first passing through this unconditional love. And it makes life so easy because you're able to step back and say, oh, yeah, you know, I see this really heinous thing happen to me at five. And I've been trying to protect myself from that happening again for all of these years. And by having this knee-jerk reaction, I haven't been able to fully live my life. I've been protecting myself from things that I have wanted ex to experience, or I've been preventing myself from branching out because I was worried that I would have a repeat. So, you know, I'm just gonna let this go. I don't need it anymore. I want me. I want all that I can be instead of all that I used to be standing in the way. And then the energies help you release this stuck, stagnant energy and replace it with something that is loving. And it is just so much easier to let go of the mind chatter and the confusion and all the stuff that we've stored away when you're not by yourself.
Thank you for all of that. Where can our listeners find you?
We are now a nonprofit foundation. It's the hearthealingfoundation.org.
And I didn't ask you if there was a book that's been instrumental in your personal development journey, but if there is one.
Oh, so many.
Right.
So many. But you know, I have to say, the authors of the late 1800s, and this is Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, Elizabeth Cady, all of those had an interesting viewpoint. Those of us in the more New Age philosophy were getting a little less disciplined. At least I'm speaking for myself here, in our way of trusting God or depending on that connection. And for my doctoral degree, I read all of these authors in that early period. Science of Mind, I think, was the overarching philosophy at the time. And they kept saying over and over again, put God to the test. God can't fail. But if you never put things out there so that you can see that you are supported, you will always believe a false narrative, which is, well, God's a fair weather friend. Sometimes it rains and sometimes the sun shines. But if you become dependent on this energy, you will see how much support you have. Again, you can't go from zero to 1,000 and believe that you're going to do it successfully. So begin where you are. Try getting in alignment with the traffic lights or finding that parking space and beginning that journey of trust. But continue to ask yourself to trust more and more and more, which means you have to be more and more open, more and more willing to take that guidance and direction and act on it. But if you are willing to trust and willing to act, you will see evidence of the divine in every aspect of your life.
Thank you so much for everything that you've said and pouring into our guests and or our listeners and for being my guest and
Thank you.
pouring into me.
Thank you so much. I just want to add one thing, and that is the greatest thing that you can ever do for anyone you meet, but most especially your children, is to love them unconditionally. Please just offer love first and everything else second.
That could have been the whole conversation. We could do a whole nother podcast on that one right there. So there will be another episode of Imperfect Mumming coming for you all next week. And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mumming. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alysialyons.com. See you next time.